Welcome to the Sin the Fields subscribers only lounge.
Now with a grotto. I'm recording this from a basement.
We had no idea what we were going to talk about, but something happens when you get in the lounge. It gets a little, Everything gets a little easier. All right. Well,
gross. I'm already disgusted.
We are sick, and I hate myself and what we've become. All right, Pat. I'm just gonna come out and say it for the first time in a long time since you experiment with things from time to time
in your younger, maybe in college.
Yeah. Or for me, like 26, 27, I was kind of experimental. And I had a relapse, and I experimented with some of those things again last weekend. I got some real disc golf discs, and I went and played disc golf.
With actual, like, disc golf disc, like the small, heavy ones.
Yes, which was, for me, I considered sacrilege because I was like, well, I'm just going to play with a lid. I would have to play, disc golf discs for the rest of my life to play the amount of rounds I played with a lid. I just played so many. But I enjoyed it. I had fun. I was starting to understand the arc and everything. And, you're throwing and you're outside, but your body doesn't hurt like the way that it normally does because you're not cutting and running and the like. And it was cool. And then I came home and I ordered some more disc golf discs.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not one of those people. Well, I don't think disc golfers hate ultimate players. I don't think that is an archetype of person. Actually, I take that back. But I've nothing against disc golf players. But I've certainly seen, especially on Twitter, I've seen Kyle Weisbrot is like, he's like now a disc golf guy. It's like what he does, and right. I think that's a thing,
Is this the rest of your life?
I don't know, man. I mean, this is just like, fundamentally, the problem for me with disc golf is that it's like real golf. It's incredibly frustrating. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just try harder, and there's no like adrenaline phase of the game. Like, it's more like, there's practice and there's certainly skill involved, but it's like, I don't know, it's the inverse of everything you've been taught about sport.
Interesting. I think that maybe you can discover those things as you get better at it. Like, right now trying harder makes you worse, because if you're trying hard, you're not just like doing it.
Right.
But because you suck. I'm
not good.
But like, maybe at some point you get good enough that there's like, you can have adrenaline and throw harder and try harder, and that will actually like make a difference.
Yeah, I think you might be right. I mean, like, right after I went and played disc golf last week, someone had tagged us on Twitter. I think his name's Andrew Fish, but I think he's a former ultimate player that plays now, and maybe he's involved in Ultiworld Disc Golf. I'm not really sure. Or he's just a disc golfer that is like, in the Venn diagram, like the middle part between ultimate and disc golf, where he kind of follows both. But he was like, he said something like, there should be a Sin the Fields for disc golf. And I guess I'd never thought about it, but I cannot fucking believe there's not a Sin the Fields for disc golf. You know what I mean? Like, doesn't it seem so logical?
Right, because it's, you can drink actively while playing in a way that, I mean, you still kind of can do that for Frisbee, but much more so while playing disc golf.
Yeah, much, much more so. And then that got me thinking, like, wow, if there was a Sin the Fields for disc golf, I don't want to be someone who doesn't know the rules or the protocol for disc golf. I don't want to be some rube. So it kind of dawned on me when they were having that conversation. It's like, if I could go out and play a round of disc golf with people who knew what I was trying to get out of it, that's exactly what I would want to do. So I would like to extend this. I know we don't have a lot of reach in the disc golf community, but anyone out there who's like a real disc golfer and not like a ultimate player disc golf moonlighter that could take us to like a sweet disc golf tournament or just like show us around so we wouldn't embarrass ourselves and be like the rubes, like the team that shows up to ultimate sectionals who thinks they're really good but is wearing metal baseball cleats, like
right.
Anything to keep us from being that, man, I would love to take you up on that. Pat, I don't know what you're scared. I mean, we should have talked about this a little bit before I sign you up for some weird.
No, I'm in now.
Yeah, let's do it.
You've just committed the both of us. Yeah, we're in.
Let's do it. And in turn, we'll take you to some total slap-ass tournament, and you can, like, I don't know.
A one-day hat in, like, middle New Jersey somewhere.
Boy, let's not make the prize too good here, Pat. Let's not. But yeah, no, seriously, if anyone out there knows someone who plays for real disc golf and could show us what it's all about, I would love to do a live pod from a fucking, you know, a semi-legitimate, but, you know, the fools of disc golf tournaments. Something that's like, can be as competitive as you want, but can also be like as much about what you do between shots.
I think that's a great idea. Like, I've always had an interesting relationship with disc golf because at first I was very anti playing with non, 175 frisbee disc ultras, disc grafts because, I was like, I don't want to fuck up my throws. Mm-hmm. And then like two of the better players from my college team got super into disc golf and I was like, no, it's a little bit like what we talked about with Golty. But I've come around on it. I think it's a blast. I'm finally starting to get to the phase where it's not totally uncomfortable to play with real disc golf discs. I can't do anything other than kind of throw backhands.
Right.
Yeah, that's all I've got right now. But it's a blast, and yeah, I would love for someone to be our tour guide into this world.
Pat, before we wrap it up here, I just want to let you know that in my research, in buying some disc golf discs, I discovered, which I thought they were way heavier, but they're usually between like 166 and 180.
What?
I know, they're just compressed down and they're made with a different, harder type of, like more dense type of plastic.
Okay, well now I'm pissed again. I don't even know why.
No disco, the deal's off.
The deal's off. It's fucked up. Yeah, so please get in touch with us about that, mostly so that we can sneakily maybe get kind of good at this and embarrass Chuck and Daniel Prentice, who are always trying to play as much disc golf as possible, but take it like super seriously.
Yeah, Prentice is like kind of an actual disc golfer, though. Chuck is just a fucking... Chuck's one of the, you know, like, if I put my mind to it... I can do it. If I visualize the chains hard enough, I can do it. which is false.
Congratulations again on getting married, Chuck. Fucking joker.
All right, thanks for joining us in the subscribers only lounge.
Now accepting disc golfers as well. We take all types here.
Whatever your pleasure. You're always welcome in the subscribers only lounge.
Lounge, lounge, lounge.
Button approach.
It's all about the short game. It's always been about the short game.